If you then been raised with Christ, seek those things which are above. Do what? You see why Satan is tugging at you? He don't want you to seek the things above. He wants you to keep your mind and effort and energy and your attention on the things on this earth, on this world, because it will kill you. It will destroy you. It will separate you from the blessing of God. That's why he makes things so tempting. Amen. He said, set above, but Christ sitteth at the right hand of God. Well, who? Christ sitteth at the right hand of God. Set your what? Affection. Set your affection on thing above. If you're spending more time with things on this earth than you are with things above, you hadn't set your affection. That's why it's hard for some of us to get on prayer line. So easy. And you got all kinds of excuses. You hadn't set your affection. If you set your affection, you'd be on that prayer line. You say, I don't care what comes up. I don't have a phone, but that's Lord, you have to get me one. Think about this. Just think about this. It blessed me so when I thought about it. Just, you know, you get self-centered or you get full of pride. All those things will hinder you from yielding to God. It will. And I thought about it. I said, Lord, we had like 55. We say around 30 every morning. But one morning we had about 55 people, 50, 55, 60. And I was thinking about if everybody had to drive from where they live, and come here to church and pray, I doubt if 5 would have made it. But on that comfort call, comfortcall.com, freecomfortcall.com, what it is. It was just like we was all here because we could hear each other. I said, Lord, what a blessing that is. All I got to do is pick up this phone and punch in a number. And I'm talking to you and you talking to me. And we're talking to God together. But the enemy will blind you, have you think, but I don't have time. Hey, what's wrong with you talking about you don't have time? You crazy? If you ain't got no prayer life, you sure enough in a wreck. You better get you one. I ain't talking about no Lord, lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep you. I'm telling you, in the days we're living in, you better. If you hadn't tightened up, you better tighten up today. You hear all this stuff going on, all this going on in the schools, on the job, at the shop. You might have thought it's just at the school. No, they doing it at the Walmart shopping place. Anywhere, military, they got all kind of guns at the military, and they still shooting folks. Come on now. In a safe place should be where the military is at. You better get you a prayer life. Come on. And most people, when trouble strikes, they the first one to holler, Lord have mercy. You should have been saying that way before then. And then the next question out of the mouth, what are we going to do? I already done what I'm supposed to do. The devil, you shut that up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Set your affection on things above. Do what? Set your affection on things above, not on the things of this earth. How plain is that? If you set your affection on this thing of this earth, you have seen it with your own eye. These things on earth perish. They don't last. But bless God, God been God ever since I known him. And when I go to heaven and be, he'll still be God. When eternity is rolling, he'll still be God. But these things that we're looking at, they're perishing. There's some clothes I used to wear 10 years ago, can't find them. Shoes I had. They perish, they're gone. Hallelujah. Some hair I had a few years ago. Don't y'all laugh at me. But God is still here. Hallelujah. 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 So we set our affection on things above and not on things of this earth. And I get my eyes on him, and I keep looking at him. Things on earth grow strangely dim. They get dimmer and dimmer and dimmer. They mean less and less and less. And God means more and more and more. And the more I look at him, the more I fellowship with him, the more I set my affection on him, the more I love him, the more I want to talk to him, the more I want to live, the more I want to express myself to him, because he is my life. Why do I set my affection on things above and not on the things of this earth? Verse 3 says, for you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. What I want, what I desire, when I accepted Christ and made him Lord of my life, it died. I'm dead. I'm dead to my wants. And I took on his life, his wants, his desire. He gave me his life to live for him, to glorify him. So all what I used to be died. And I live for him because he owns me. And he promised me that he will satisfy me with long life. That he will satisfy my every longing. He will never leave me. There's not a moment in my life that God will forsake me, no matter where I am. When I was in Vietnam, you know, I felt forsaken, but it was God that was keeping me. That had been over 50 years ago. But I felt like I was alone, but thank God. I didn't realize he still kept me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'm dead. For you are dead. Your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall we also appear with him in glory. Now look at the next word, verse. What it says, modify. Modify. Now that's where I was trying to go earlier, and I was too quick on the trigger. So let me get there now. 3:5. Come on. Now listen to what the Amplifier says. He said, so kill. Bang, shoot it. Shoot that flesh. Kill it. And that plain up, so kill, deaden the pride of power. Don't you give your flesh no power. Kill it, deprive it, make sure it's dead. Because it'll never lead you anything good. You're going to have to tell it what to do.